96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Skies Show. And Nina Brown, you said you had a surprise for me dealing with this American Music Awards win last night.
Yes, exactly.
For everybody listening, the song WAP, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. I am one of the writers on the song, and it won an American Music Award last night, and this is how it sounded.
These 2020 nominees are all music powerhouses, and whether performing individually or collaborating, they have given us some of the biggest hits of the year.
Here are the nominees for Favorite Rap Hip-Hop Song. Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion, WAP. DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, Rockstar. Roddy Ricch, The Box.
And the American Music Award goes to... Get a bucket and a mop. It's some WAP, WAP, WAP. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
First of all, hey y'all. Thank you, everybody, from me and Cardi. We super appreciate this. Thank you to all the people that supported. Thank you to all the people that support and all the people that show love. We super appreciate it. And just thank you, God. Thank you, Mama. I know you watching over me. And thank you, Grandma, from watching from home.
I thought it would be, appropriate to basically bring someone from your Baltimore past on the show today to congratulate you. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. And I thought the perfect person to call today would be the other person in Two Hype Brothers and a Dog. It is your best friend,
my homie,
and only Stanley Evans. Hey, Stanley.
What's up, homie?
Whoa. What's up, baby?
I love Stan. He's always so hype. So, Frankie, tell our listeners who Stanley is to you.
He is my partner, the other half of Two Hype Brothers and a Dog. You know, the other half of Doo-Doo Brown and, you know, the album.
And
the
so
homie.
Y'all go way back, Stanley,
we
right?
We go way back. Yeah. He was friends with the dog, so you know we go way back.
Hilarious.
Oh,
Stanley,
man. You
got to tell us, like, some stories. I mean, you were there during the beginning of Frank Skies' music career, like, when the inception of it, the Baltimore days, when he was, like, a DJ coming up. Like, tell us what our listeners, like, don't know that you know.
Well, I'll tell you, but I got a couple of stories, and I'm going to keep it rated G. But what I will say is that first and foremost, he's the Osiris of this thing when it comes to this Baltimore scene. And I don't know if he gets, you know, those who know really know when it comes to this sound. He really was a huge part of kind of creating the sound that has become known as the Baltimore sound. Prior to him doing what he was doing, it was a couple of different things. But I really want to give him a lot of credit for kind of just being so creative. Even before we even got in the studio, you know, from a DJ perspective, he saw things so different and he heard things different. He's a huge audiophile, kind of a snob when it comes to that. So he hears sounds in such a specific way that it's almost a collage to him. So it was only natural for him to kind of get into the studio. The rest was history. When it gets a little later, I can give you some of the hot stuff, some juice.
Yeah, no. I'm going to call you when I need some blackmail, when Frank has gotten on my nerves,
yeah,
and I'm like, don't make me go there.
Got it. All right,
thank
homie.
You,
thank
Sam.
You, man. Thank you for the kind words, bro.
Love y'all. You
love
got
you
it,
too,
man.
Homie.
Keep shouting, baby.
Man, I'm glad he didn't get into too many of them stories. Woo! My reputation went all over the place.
Ooh, I'm going to have to call Stan back then.
Yeah, man. He got some stuff in him. Hey, everybody. Don't move. We got more of the Frank Skies Show with Nina Brown coming up next on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.